Squiz Kids!
It's your daily news fix. Fun, free, fresh.
Good morning and welcome to Squiz Kids, your fresh take on what's happening in the world around you. I'm Bryce Corbett. It's Tuesday, March 10. In Squiz Kids today, the plan to stop farting cows, the pig that burned down the farm, the world's youngest Olympian, and a $500,000 PlayStation. That's what's making news, kids style.
The lowdown.
To look at your average cow, big brown eyes, enormous long eyelashes, you wouldn't think that they're one of the major contributors to the greenhouse gases that are slowly warming our planet. But while they look harmless enough, the methane gas that's produced when they burp and fart is not great for the environment. Which is why scientists in Australia are excited by new research that shows if you feed cows seaweed, they fart a whole lot less, and hence produce far fewer greenhouse gas emissions. So, why am I talking about farts while you're trying to eat your breakfast? Because the scientific breakthrough could have a really positive effect on both the farming of animals for dairy and meat and for protecting the environment. And that's the last time I'll say fart in this podcast. I promise. Well, for today at least. Can I get an Australia-wide round of applause for best friends Addison and Lucy, aged 6 and 4, from far north Queensland, for what must surely be the most inspiring act of kindness to come out of the coronavirus scare? As they watched their local supermarket sell out of toilet paper day after day, the duo were so concerned their elderly neighbours were missing out, they took the money they'd received from the Tooth Fairy, bought a wagon load of loo roll, and went door to door, handing out toilet paper to any elderly neighbour that needed it. A Facebook post about the girls' good deed has gone viral, with people commenting how a simple act of kindness from two little girls had restored their faith in the essential kindness of humans. There's a link in today's episode notes to a photo of the girls with their loo paper-laden wagon.
Spin the globe.
Each day we give the world globe a spin and find a news story from wherever it stops. And today we've landed in Leeds, in England, where a pig almost burned the farm down after eating a pedometer. Okay, let's break this one down. A pig was in its pen with a bunch of other pigs, one of which was wearing a pedometer on a collar. A pedometer is a machine that measures how many steps you take. They're often found in Fitbits and Apple Watches. The pig was apparently wearing a pedometer not because he was on a fitness regime to lose weight, but rather so that its farmer could prove that it was a free-range animal. So, the piggy pig ate his buddy's battery-powered pedometer. It passed through the piggy pig's digestive system, and when it came out the other end, it was so badly damaged that the exposed copper wires set fire to hay on the ground. So much for not talking about farts again in this podcast. Anyway, an area measuring 75 metres squared was burned before firefighters arrived and put out the fire. No pigs were hurt, and pretty sure the pedometer was not able to be salvaged.
Sport time!
An 11-year-old girl will become the youngest person ever to compete at the Olympics after she won a regional table tennis competition in Jordan in the Middle East. Despite being ranked 155th in the world, Hend Zaza from the country of Syria beat a 42-year-old rival from Lebanon to qualify for the upcoming Tokyo Olympics. There, she will join 12-year-old Skye Brown from England, who has qualified to compete for a gold medal in skateboarding. How impressive is that?
Pop Culture Corner.
Okay, hands up anyone out there who likes to play on their PlayStation. The graphics are slick, the games are state of the art, right? Well, back in 1991, 29 years ago, so long before any of you were born, video game consoles were really clunky and the games were really basic. But that hasn't stopped one collector in the United States from forking out more than $500,000 for a rare 1991 Nintendo PlayStation. Only 200 were ever made, and 199 of them were believed to have been destroyed, making this the only one left in the world. Even so, $500,000 for a game console you can't even play games on seems a little bit nuts.
Time for the quiz.
This is the part of the podcast where you get to test how well you've been listening. Question number one. What sort of gas does cow farts and burps create? That's right, it's methane, but I'll also accept greenhouse gases. Question number two. What country does 11-year-old table tennis whiz kid Hend Zaza come from? Yeah, she's from Syria. Question number three. What device measures steps? You got it. It's a pedometer. Yeah!
Shoutouts.
Today's birthday shoutouts go to Braden from Otford, River from Sydney, Jack from Benora Point, Karina from Sydney, Ella and Sienna from Roeville, Leah from Northmead, Olivia from Albury, Jade from St. Peter's, Amira from Bathurst, Nathaniel from Chipping Norton, Hanu from Wentworthville, and a special shout out to Finn, who listens every day from his home in Geneva in Switzerland. Happy birthday to you all. Classroom shoutouts too to Class 3M at Carlingford Public School, Class 3 Gadara School in Tumut, and Class 3-4M at North Ryde Public School. Hope you've all got your listening and learning pants on today. Don't forget, if you've got a birthday coming up, drop us a line at squizkids@thesquiz.com.au. That's all we have time for today. Thanks for listening to Squiz Kids. We'll be back again tomorrow. In the meantime, get out there and have a most excellent day. Over and out. Squiz Kids is proudly supported by the Judith Nielsen Institute for Journalism and Ideas.
Squiz Kids!
It's your daily news fix. Fun, free, fresh.